The report outlines ways that states can move to aggressively combat the PFAS crisis. PFAS, or perfluoroalkyl substances, are a family of chemicals that have been found across the state and are linked to health problems, including cancer. Odey Salim co-authored the report. He says it urges cities and states to act now to develop policies and practices for combating PFAS.
Some members of Congress have made this a priority and, for example, are looking to invest in monitoring. But even if Congress steps up, given the current EPA, we may be waiting a long time for action, and that action, when it comes, may not be protective enough.
Salim says states and cities should use legal frameworks in the Clean Water Act, the Safe Drinking Water Act, and hazardous waste cleanup laws to enforce PFAS cleanup and permitting standards. I'm Ben Thorpe.